Today's Amud is Ma'idkat on Yudchas Amud Beis. We're holding on Yudchas Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Ve'ilu Mechabsim B'mayit. So the Mishnah mentioned a list of categories of people, or categories of items, that are mutter for one to wash, to do the laundry, on Cholamayit. So says the Gemara on that note, Amr Abasi, Amr Ab Yochanan. Another heter is Misha Ein Lei Ela Cholak Echad. A person who only has one outfit, he only has one thing to wear, so mutar lechabsoi b'chul shalmayit. So he's allowed to do the laundry in chalamayit. The reason why Chazam made an Isser to do the laundry is because they wanted people to have freshly clean clothing going into Yom Tif. But this person, even if he did the laundry, even if he had clean clothing going into Yom Tif, he would still need to do the laundry again because all he has is one suit, he just has one outfit. So therefore, such a person, he's allowed to do the laundry to wash his one chaluk on chalamayit. Now, Masav Rav Yirmiyah asked the Kasho, is there really such a heter of Misha Ein Lei Ela Chalak Echad? But we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Eilu Mechabse B'mayit Habam B'bidin Esayam V'chulu. It gave us the list of Eterim. The Mishnah told us a list of Eterim of people that are allowed to do the laundry on Chol HaMayit. And amongst that list was not a person who only has one chaluk. So how could you tell me that there's a heter for a person who only has one chaluk? The Mishnah told us the list of exceptions, and a person who's Misha Ein Lei Ela Chaluk Echad wasn't part of the list. He didn't make the cut. So says the Gemara that no, it's not a kasha. Hani in, so says the Gemara, what's the kasha? The kasha is Hani in Misha Ein Lei Ela Chaluk Echad Lai. The Mishnah's mashma only these exceptions and not anything else, not Misha Ein Lei Ela Chaluk Echad. To which the Gemara answers, and now Amar Le Rav Yaakov Le Rav Yirmiyah Asbar Lecha Mas Nisan Afagav De Islay Trei Umetanfi. That the Mishnah is discussing specifically groups of people that even though they have two changes of clothing, they have two items of clothing, they have two suits, and technically speaking, they don't need to do the laundry. So really, the Gzeira is shaykh to them. Afal Pikin, they have a heter. He was in jail going into Yom Tif. He was in Shivya. All the different exceptions of Medina Sayyam, all the different exceptions of the Mishnah. But of course, if someone only has one chaluk, so then he's not even part of the Gzeira, there's no Gzeira against him, such a person is allowed to do the laundry. The Mishnah was speaking specifically about people that have two changes of clothing, and Afal Pikin, they have a heter to do the laundry. Says the Gemara Vayter now another exception. Shaluch Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giuri Mishmed Rav Yochanan Klei Pishton Mutar Lechabsa Bechul Al Shamayit. And the person's allowed to wash, he's allowed to do the laundry with his linen clothing, with his clay pishtah. And the Rishonim give different mahalchim as to what exactly the heter is. Rashi, it's printed in Amud Beis. That Rashi over there writes that because there's so little tircha involved in washing linen clothing, so therefore it's not even shy to make a gzeira against it. Other Rishayim, the Rimi Paris says that it's a davar aved. When it comes to linen clothing, if it gets dirty and you don't clean it right away, so then that's the whole article of clothing will get destroyed, will get ruined. So therefore, you have a heter to wash linen clothing on cholamayit. It's al davar aved, which is actually a very big yisaid that you would see from this Rimi Paris, that even though the isra of doing laundry on cholamayit, it's not really just about malacha. If anything, it's not at all about malacha. The reason why a person is not allowed to do laundry in Chol HaMayit is because of Igzeira, so you can't sue Laregel Kishay Menuvalin. Is that one shouldn't come into Yom Tif looking with dirty clothing, looking not nice. So you see from the Rima Paris that just like Davar HaAved is a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMayit, it's also a heter against this Igzeira. And it would be Nageya, let's say a person, when it comes to haircuts, that also was the exact same Igzeira, Kadesh. Is there a heter of davar aved? It would seem from this Rimi Paris, the way he understands Klei Pishton, that there's a heter of davar aved even with regards to this gzeira. So where would davar aved be nageya? Would be nageya, a person has an interview, he has a meeting for a job, whatever the case is, and he's concerned that if he comes with a beard, let's say that doesn't look so nice, that he won't get the job. So it's a davar aved, or he'll lose his job. Mamash a davar aved. So in such a case, it would seem from this Rimi Paris that Davar Avi would be a heter even with regards to shaving or haircuts, just like it is for laundry for Klei Pishtan. That's how he learns that that's the whole heter of Klei Pishtan. That Klei Pishtan mutter l'chapsan b'chula shamayin. So Kapana, whatever the reason is, there's a heter of Yechlin says to wash linen clothing on Cholamayin. Now Masav Rava, Rava asked, now we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us the exceptions. It tells us which articles of clothing are mutter. And it says, mit b'chay sayidayim, mit b'chay sasaparim, hani in klei pishtan lai. So it's mashma only these articles. Mit the hand towels, the barber's towel, all these things you have a heter to wash, to do the laundry with on cholamayim. But everything else not. Klei pishtan, you don't have a heter. To which the Gemara answers, I'm Amalei Abaye, then no. Masnis and Afilu Deshar Mine. The Mishnah is talking about other Minim that don't have the special heter of Klei Pishtan. Afal Pikin, there are certain situations, certain types of begadim that are mutter to wash on Chol HaMayit. But of course, Klei Pishtan, so then any type of article of clothing, if it's made out of linen, so then that's going to be mutter to wash on Chol HaMayit. Says the Gemara, Amar Berhidya Lididi, Chazi Liyama Shal Tveria. Says Bar Hidya, I have a raya batzim to Rabbi Yechon Yisoy that Klei Pishtan is mutter to wash on Chol HaMayit, because I once saw the Yamash al Tveria, the Mafgila Mishichle Demane Kisna Bechud Mayado, and I saw by this body of water that all the ladies were taking their baskets full of linen clothing, their laundry baskets of linen clothing on Chol HaMayit to go wash them. So you see, it's mutter to wash linen clothing on Chol HaMayit. However, Maskufa Abaye says it, and no, it's not a raya from that. Man lemal on the Baratzin Chachamim Avdi. Who says that they were doing that Baratzin Chachamim? Maybe they were doing the wrong thing. So you saw a bunch of people were doing the laundry on Chol HaMayit. That's a raya that it's mutter? Maybe they weren't doing, who says they were doing the Ratzin Chachamim? Dilma Shaloi Baratzin Chachamim Avdi. Maybe they were doing the wrong thing. So you see a big Yisai from this Gemara that although we typically try to answer up in Hagi Yisrael, and we try to assume that what Klai Yisrael is doing is okay, and we come up with different yeshuvim, which the Aruch HaShulchan is one of the Paiskim that often does such a thing, Afal Pikein, not everything that you see people doing, does that mean that it's mutter? Not everything that people, that if, even if they're doing it, Man Leimul on the Baratzin Chachamim Avdi, it's not a raya that they're necessarily doing the right thing. Says the Gemara Vayter, now says the Mishnah, Ve'ilu kaisvim b'mayin. The following things a person is allowed to write on Chol HaMayit. Now Taisus over here explains that all of these cases are Davar Ha'aved. All the cases that the Mishnah is going to list, that there's a heter of Ksiva on Chol HaMayit, even though Be'etzem, Ksiva is a Malacha, Kaisev is one of the Lametas Malachai, so really you shouldn't be allowed to write on Chol HaMayit. When there's a Davar Ha'aved, like in these cases of the Mishnah, that they're Davar Ha'aved, so it's Mutter. Now all the cases of the Mishnah are a davar aved for various reasons, either because maybe the one who's giving the document, maybe he's going to die, or maybe the edim or bezdin, there's some sort of chashash miso, or someone's going to go out of town, maybe the naisig's going to go out of town, or the bezdin, they're going to go on vacation, they're going to go out of town, and therefore a person might not be able to do this later, at least right away, and therefore all these cases are considered davar aved. So without further ado, says the Mishnah, ve'ilu kaisvim. The following shtarais, a person is allowed to write on Chol HaMayit. Number one, kiddushay nashim. A person is allowed to write a shtar kiddushin. Seemingly, it means an isha's nikness because of shtar ubiya. So this means a shtar kiddushin, a shtar to marry a lady. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. V'gitin, a person's allowed to write a get on Chol HaMayit. V'shevarin, a receipt. Daitiki, a will. Matana, a shtar about a gift. A shtar matana. Uprizbulin, by yishmita, a person could write a prizbul. Igrei Shum, a person's allowed to write Igrei Shum. Igrei Shum is when Bezdin collects property from someone who borrowed and he didn't have money to pay back the lender. So Bezdin collects from his property and he gives it to the lender. Now, if they don't write a shtar, so it's a davra avid because the borrower could just then claim the property from the lender. Everyone assumes that it's the borrower's property. Everyone knows that that's Pliny's house. And if Bezdin then gives it to the lender, so then the borrower could just claim it back. So to write a shtar is a davra aved. So Bezdin's allowed to write igrei shum the igrei's mazoin if someone pledges to support, let's say, one of his wife's children. So that's important to write a Chol HaMayit shtar
chalitza, umiunim, also a shtar about chalitza, or miun, if a lady, a girl really gets married before she's of age, that she could get herself married, and she doesn't have a father that marries her off, so her brothers, or her mother marries her off, and then she could perform miun, but as long as it's before she becomes a gedaylo, she could perform miun. So she needs a shtar for that, so shtar miunim, that's also mutter, ushtari berurin. If partners or brothers are splitting up some sort of estate, so Bezdin writes a shtar birurin to clarify what which portion each partner is getting or each brother is getting. Gzeira is Bezdin. If Bezdin gives a psak about a certain case, so they could write that down. Otherwise, maybe after Yom Tif, they might be able to look back at the case, but they might not come up with the same psak. So that's a davar avid. So that's important to write on Chol HaMoed. V'igrei shel rishus, and even just letters saying hello to someone else. Now a person has the chance to send the letters. It's not like nowadays that you could just put it in the mail. Then, in the times of Chazal, if someone was going somewhere, so you might not have a chance to give him a letter. You might not have a chance to send him a letter next week. It happens to be on Chol HaMoed, someone came to town to visit, and he's going back to the place where your friend lives. You want to send him a letter, so that's also considered a davar avid. At least that's the way the Ravid explains the Mishnah. And therefore, that's also something that one is allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, that mutter la'aris isha b'chulo shamayit, that a person is allowed to do erisin, loosely translated as engagement, but it's really nothing to do with engagement. Engagement's not a halachic transaction. Erisin is really what we do under the chuppah, is that when the person says, the man says, harei ya mekudeshesli, before nesuin. So erisin, that's mutter to perform amchal amayit. Now after erisin, the kala doesn't become mutter yet to the chasan, but she becomes usher to everybody else. So that part of the process of marriage, that's mutter to do on chal amayit. Meaning even though you might have thought that it's like a mekachumemkar, and it's not letzar chamayit, because he's not allowed to do the nesuin on chal amayit, right, because eim arv and simcha besimcha, he can't do the nesuin. Still, the erisin he's allowed to do, and the erisin's not a problem of, and we'll see soon the reason why, because it's like a davar avid, as we'll see soon. But erisin's not a problem of eva arvin simcha besimcha, because as long as you don't make a sudas erisin, erisin without a sudas erisin, so that's not considered enough of a simcha that it's a problem of eva arvin simcha besimcha. Mamela, a person's allowed to be ma'aris isha b'chulo shel mayid. Why is it a davar avid? Because shemi kadmenu acher. Because if you don't marry her now, maybe somebody else is going to go ahead and marry her, and then you're going to lose out. So therefore, since it's a davar avid, so it's allowed, a person's allowed to be ma'aris isha, even though it's like a transaction that's l'shalo l'tzer hamayit, being that it's a davar avid, shem yikad menu achir, a person's allowed to marry, allowed to be ma'aris and isha on chol hamayit. Now says the Gemara, Lema Misayele. The Chayra, our Mishnah is mashma like this statement, like this halacha of Shmuel. Because the Mishnah says, Ve'elu kaisu mamaye kedushay nashim. It says amongst the list of things that you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed is kedushay nashim. What's kedushay nashim? My lav shtari kedushin mamish. The Chayra, it's like we explained, it's referring to kesa shtaru bia, that's the way an isha is nicknessed. And this is referring to shtari kedushin, marrying a lady with a shtar. So you see that it's mutta to do erisin on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara light, no, Shtari Kedushin is not referring to a Kesef Shtar Ubiya type of Shtar. Rather, it's referring to Shtari Psikasa. It's referring to the financial agreement that the parents make of the Chasan and the Kala, the, how much each one's going to support the newlywed couple. So that's called a Shtar Psikasa. That's what they're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Ukut Rav Gidol Amarav, like Rav Gidol Amarav told us about, Dam Rav Gidol Amarav, Kama Ata Naisin Labincha Kach Vekach, that this is what a Shtar Psik says. It's how much are you going to give to your son? Oh, this and this. Kamatanis and Labidcha, Kach Vekach. The father of the Kala, they decide how much they're going to give to the daughter into the marriage. Amdu Vikitshu, and then once they get married, Kanu, the agreement is binding. And Hainin Advarma, Nikna Ba'amira, Ba'atzam, it's Nikna even Ba'amira. But they would want to write it down so that no one could back out and or deny perhaps the claim. So this is one of the stories. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. But not that the Erisin is going to happen on Chol HaMoed. The Erisin is only going to happen after Yom Tov. There's no rayu from our Mishnah that you're allowed to do Erisin on Chol HaMoed. Well, says the Gemara, Leimim Misayele. The following is a raya. It says, a nice and nashim b'mayid. It says, you're not allowed to marry, get married on Chol HaMoed. Loi besulais, v'loi almanis, v'loi miyavmin. You can't do yibam. B'mnei shesimcha hiloi. Because it's a simcha hiloi. Mashma, what's aser to do on Chol HaMoed? Only a nisin nashim, that you can't do nisuin. So says the Gemara, it's mashma from this, hala'ari shari, that to do erisin, that's going to be mutter. This is what we had earlier on Chasam HaBeis, that nisuin is aser, because eim arvin simcha besimcha, but it's mashma hala'ari shari, but to do erisin, that's going to be mutter. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Although the Mishnah on Chasam HaBeis said that a nisin nashim, that you can't marry women, you can't do nisuin, which would imply that it's mutter to do erisin, it's not true. Loi mi ba'i kamar. I could tell you that the Mishnah is saying, loi mi ba'i kamar. That loi mi ba'i la'aris. Of course you cannot do erisin. That's like more pashut that you can't do erisin. Do like kavin mitzvah. You're not even doing a mitzvah, so why should we give a person the heter to do erisin on Chol HaMoed? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that ala afilu lisa, even to do nisuin, nami, to ka'avin mitzvah, that even though you're doing a mitzvah, so you might think that we should be matarit, afal pikein it's aser, that's what the Mishnah wanted to stress, that even nisuin is aser, there's no raya from the Mishnah that only nisuin is aser and erisin is mutter, it could be erisin's pasha that it's aser, because you're not even doing a mitzvah. The chiddush was that nisuin, even though you're doing a mitzvah, afal pikein it's aser. The Mefarshim asked on the Rambam, famous Rambam holds that even Kedushin itself, without Puravu, Kedushin itself, Eversin itself, is a mitzvah, this Gemara would definitely imply otherwise. That's the kasha that they ask on the Rambam. Says the Gemara Baiter, so we still don't have any raya to Shmuel's din. Not that we need a raya, but Shmuel outside of halacha, and it's mutter to do erisin on Chol HaMoed, we don't yet have a raya. Says the Gemara, I have a raya. Tashema, the Tana Devei Shmuel. There was a braisa that was taught in Shmuel's yeshiva. So this is a braisa that was taught in the yeshiva that supports what the Rosh Yeshiva Shmuel had said. The Braisa says as follows. The Braisa says, Ma'arsin avoloi koinsin. Says straight out, that on Chol HaMoed, the person's allowed to do Eversin. He just can't be koinsin, he can't do Nesuah. Because, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And even when it comes to Eversin, and it's not a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Vein Oisin Sudas Eversin. But you can't make a Sudas Eversin, you can't make a wedding Suda, that already would be a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. V'loi Mi'avmin, and you also can't do Yibam. And the problem with all these things is, Mipnesha Simcha Hiloi, is because it's a Simcha, and Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Shema Mina, but you see from this Braisa, Mamish Lehedya, that it's Mutter to do Eversin on Chol HaMoed. Now ask the Gemara a side kasha. Umi Amar Shmuel Shami Yikad Menu Acher. Did Shmuel really say that getting married on Chol HaMoed, doing Eresin, is considered a Davar Aved? Because if you don't do Eresin with her now, maybe someone else will marry her? Is that really true? That doesn't sound very Shmuel-like. Because we know the Hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel himself said that Bechol Yoyim V'Yoyim Basko Yoytzeis V'Yimer has Bas Plaini Lo Plaini. That every single day, there's a Basko that comes out, and it's predetermined. It's predetermined that which woman is going to marry which man. It's something that's predetermined. It also says Sada Plaini Lo Plaini, which field is going to go to which person. So this is something that's predetermined. So how could Shmuel say that there's a chashash that maybe Shem Yikad Menu Acher, maybe someone else will marry her? Marriage is something that's predetermined. So there's no chashash that someone else will marry her. If you're her zivug, so then you're going to end up marrying her. Now it's interesting, the Stam and Saita and Bezam and Aleph, we have mamash, a very similar memra. Over there it says that Arba'im Yoim Koidim Yitzirah Savlad. That's 40 days before the Yitzirah Savlad, that's when this baskel comes out and says Bas Plaini La Plaini. So Rav Eliashiv over here says there's no reason to assume that there's a machlekes when Shmuel over here says b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, that it happens every day, that every day that there's a basko that comes out and says Vas Plaini Lo Plaini, that's because there are many people in the world. So every day there's a Arba'im Yoyim Kadim Yitzirah Savlad. Every single day there exists that matziv of Arba'im Yoyim Kadim Yitzirah Savlad, because there's someone that's born every day. So on any given day you're going to be 40 days before someone's born. That's why there's a basko that comes out every single day. But about each individual, that happens 40 days before the Yitzirah Savlad. But Al Kapanim, what you see from here is that it's predetermined. So why would Shmuel say that getting married in Chol HaMoed is a Davar Aved? If she's your zivug, you'll end up marrying her regardless. Says the Gemara, Al Hashem Yikad Menu Acher Barachamin. Even though it's true that there's something called a zivug, a predetermined match, but Shem Yikad Menu Acher Barachamin. The way the Chiddushi Aran explains is that there's a possibility, interesting thing, there's a possibility of a person davening, and he could end up marrying through tefillah, he could actually take away someone else's zivug. If he davens hard enough,
well enough, whatever it is for a certain shidduch, for a specific Bas Yisrael, he could end up taking away her zivug and end up marrying her. Now, the Ran says it's not a good idea. He says that the way that's going to end is that either the chassan, the one who davened, is going to die, or they're going to get divorced, and the spouse will end up marrying who she's supposed to marry, or the same, it's the reverse. But either he'll end up dying, or they'll get divorced, and she'll end up marrying her actual zivug. So it's obviously not suggested, but there is such a possibility. And because there is such a possibility, it's called a davar avid. And that's why Shmuel says that a person's allowed to do erusin on Cholamai. It says the Gemara, ki hada Rava, like the Maisa with Rava, that this idea of davening for a specific person is bad. We see from the Maisa with Rava, Shamei lehu gavra, he heard a certain person, debay rechamei v'amer, he was davening and saying, tazdamen li planisa. He davened for a specific person. He said, give me planisa. Give me this specific Bas Yisrael. And Amar Lehi, and Rava said to him, loiti bay rechamei hachi. That's not the way to daven for a shidduch. You don't daven for a specific person. Because if that's the right person for you, so then they're not going to go away. Eventually they're going to come to you. And if not, you're going to end up denying Hashem. You're not going to get what you want. And you're going to end up saying Hashem doesn't listen to tefillah. And Basar Hachi afterwards, Shami Dekamer, Rava heard this person saying, I can't stand to live without seeing her marrying someone else. So either she should die before me, either I should die before her, or she should die before me. One or the other, but I can't bear to see her marry someone else. And Amar Leh, again, Rava heard this tefillah, and he says to this man, Lava Meinulach, don't you see, that's what I told you. This is not the proper way to daven for a shidduch, to daven for a specific person. Look what this caused you to say. It caused you to go crazy and say that either she should die before you, or you should die before her. This is not the way to daven. You daven for a shidduch, you daven for Kodesh Baruch Hu, she give you the Yeshua, but you don't daven for a specific person. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Mishum Abruvim Ben Istrabili, that min ha-Taira, min ha-Vim, min ha-Ksuvim, we see from all the books of Tanakh that me Hashem isha li-ish, that from Hashem there's a predetermined zivug for a person. We see that from the Taira, from the Vim, and from Ksuvim. Min ha-Taira dechsev, interestingly enough, from Lavan, it says v'yan Lavan u-Besuel, v'yayimru from Lavan and Besuel, they got up and they said me Hashem yatza hadavar. They said about the Shidduch with Yitzchak and Rivka that this is clearly from Hashem. So you see that they understood that there's a predetermined zivug. That is by Shimshon with the Plishti woman. So his father and his mother didn't know that this was all coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Minaksuvim Dichsev Bayis Vahoy Nachas Avis, that a person could get as a Yerusha, he could get wealth, he could get a house, Umi Hashem Isha Maskalas. But it's only from Hashem that a person gets a wife. That doesn't come by Yerusha, that comes from Hashem. So again, you see from all Taira, Neviim, Uksuvim, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a zivug. Now that we mentioned the Memra from Amar Rav Mishum Rav Reuven Ben Estribili, the Gemara goes on to mention another Memra, not really related. Va'amar Rav Mishum Rav Reuven Ben Estribili, Va'ami Lo B'Masnisa Tanam. Some say it's actually just a brisa that it's a brisa which taught that Amar Reuven Ben Estribili that Rav Reuven Ben Estribili said that Ein Adam Nechshad Bedavar Elam Kenasav. Now, anytime there's rumors about a person that he did a certain maisa, so you should know that he actually did it. Rumors don't start for nothing. If there's rumors about a person that he did a certain avera, so you should know that he did it. And if he didn't do a mamish legamri, so he did it at least somewhat. And if he didn't even do a little bit of that thing that he's that being rumored to have done, so at least he thought about doing it. And if he didn't think about doing it, so he saw other people doing it and he was happy with it. Now ask the Gemara, is that really true? All rumors have truth to it. But Masir Rav Yaakov, the Pasuk says, V'yichapu b'nei Yisrael d'var ma'asher leikin al Hashem alekeyem. It says that certain members of Klal Yisrael, they accuse the Kadosh Baruch Hu of doing wrong things. So they accuse, you're telling me anytime there's rumors, it must be that there's truth to it? Really? So they, when they accuse the Kadosh Baruch Hu of doing wrong things, so there was truth to that? Chas v'shalom. So says the Gemara, no. Hasam lahachis hu David. Over there, They didn't actually think Hashem had done wrong things. They were doing it just lahachas, which is a crazy concept. They're doing aveiru lahachas. They wanted to accuse Hashem just to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry. So that in a chanami, of course you could have rumors that come out of lahachas that have no truth to it, as we'll see in the Gemara soon also. Now if rumors come and are started by a person's enemies, so that doesn't mean anything. That's not the type of rumor that has some truth to it. In general, rumors generally speaking have truth to it. In this case, they were doing it just lahachas, so in a chanami, there was no truth to that. Last the Gemara, another kasha. Toshima, it says that v'yikanu l'maisha b'machane la'aron k'daysh Hashem. Similar idea. It says that there were members of Klal Yisrael that they warned their wives, you're not allowed to v'yichu with Maisha Rabbeinu. They were angry at Maisha, and they were mekana, and they warned their wives that they can't be with Maisha Rabbeinu. They were making rumors about Maisha Rabbeinu with their wives. So you're telling me every rumor has some truth to it, really? Says the Gemara on that pasuk, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar, that malamin shekol echad kina liishta mi maisha. Everyone warned their wives against maisha. You're going to tell me that rumor also it has some truth to it? Chas v'shalom. Says the Gemara, no, hasam mishum sina hu David. Very similar. I tarot as before. Over there, they were doing it because they hated Maisha Rabbeinu. So that wasn't an actual real rumor. That was a rumor that was started mitoich sina. So that in a chanami, that has no truth to it. Tashma am Reb Yaisi. Reb Yaisi said over that Yehi Chalki and Misha Chashudin Isai Bedavar Ve'Embai. Rabbi Yaisi said about himself, I want to be counted amongst those people that are Chashud of something, that there's rumors going around about him for doing something, even though he didn't really do it. And similarly, Vamra Papa, that Ledidi, with me, Chashudin V'Loi Havabi, I was Taka Chashud, people were Chashud me of doing something, and I didn't actually do it. And Rabbi Papa took pride about that. So how could you tell me that all rumors have truth to it? You see over here, Rabbi Yaisi wanted to be amongst the people that had rumors about him doing something, even though he didn't do it. And Rabbi Papa had rumors against him, even though he didn't do it. Says the Gemara Lekasha, ha bekala de pasik, ha bekala de lay pasik. There's a difference if the rumors continuously keep on going. That always has some truth to it. And then there are rumors that eventually they stop. And it doesn't actually continue, it's not actually continuous. Those are rumors that don't necessarily have truth to it. It says the Gemara, bekala de lay pasik ad kamo, how much is considered? How long does the rumor have to be going for that it's considered that it didn't stop? Amr Abaye, Amr Li Aim, I heard from my caretaker that Duma Damasa, Yoima Dupalga. Dumi Damasa, a rumor in the city, is Yoima Upalga is a day and a half. Once the rumor is going for a day and a half, that's called Deloy Pasek, that's called a rumor that doesn't stop. Now Vahani Mili Deloy Pasek Baini Baini. That's only if it goes for a day and a half straight, it doesn't stop in between. Of a Pasek Baini Baini, if it stops in between, less lamba, so then that's not considered a real rumor. Vahi Pasek Baini Baini, and even if it stops in between, that we say that now it's not a real rumor because it stopped. That's only if it naturally stopped. If it didn't stop machmas yira through fear of a pasuk machmas yira, if the people spreading rumors were just scared to continue spreading it, somehow they were being deterred from spreading it out of fear. So then loy, that's not a riot that it's not a real rumor that it stopped, because they were just stopping out of fear. And all of this, that if it doesn't go for a day and a half, so it's not a real rumor, that's only if it doesn't then sprout out again. If it comes back again, so then lice, and then that shows that it is a real rumor. Now all of this, that a rumor is significant, that's only if the person doesn't have enemies. But if there are enemies, so then we could assume that it's the enemies that are the ones that are spreading the rumors, and then the rumors again have no significance. We're